USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After a 14-hour hearing yesterday, the U.S. House Judiciary Committee is expected now to vote today on two articles of impeachment against President Trump, one accusing him of abusing the power of the presidency and the other obstruction of Congress. Republicans like Ranking Member Doug Collins were outraged when Democratic Chairman Gerald Nadler abruptly changed plans last night when a committee vote was expected, but instead he recessed the meeting till morning.
This was the most Bush League thing I have seen forever. And if the American people wonder about this impeachment anymore, they don't have to wonder anymore.
Nadler claiming he wanted to give members time to, quote, search their conscience. The death toll from a New Zealand volcano eruption earlier this week now up to 16. Two more victims hospitalized died yesterday. This is USA Radio News.
Get all your gifts at Banana Republic Factory. Take 50 to 70% off everything. Shop sweaters from $19.99 and scarves from $9.99. Plus, take an extra 50% off clearance in stores. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory. Get all your gifts at Banana Republic Factory. Take 50 to 70% off everything. Shop sweaters from $19.99 and scarves from $9.99. Plus, take an extra 50% off clearance in stores. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? Well, right now is the only time of year you can do anything about it. So make the switch to Liberty HealthShare. As a health care sharing ministry, they're not insurance. So you can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals, and choose when you sign up. They have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contracts, starting at only $199 per month. I join. I'm a member. My children are members. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
The latest on a still mysterious condition caused by vaping.
The CDC in Atlanta says four more people have passed away from that mysterious respiratory illness tied to vaping. 52 people have died so far in 26 states and the District of Columbia. About 2,400 people across the country getting sick and having to be treated at the hospital.
That's USA Radio's Robin Walensky. A bill aimed at lowering prescription drug prices is now headed to the U.S. Senate. It passed the House yesterday. The vote on the measure, named for the late Maryland Congressman Elijah Cummings, was 230 to 192. Republicans calling the legislation flawed. It is unlikely the Republican-led Senate will embrace the bill either. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson and his Conservative Party big winners in Thursday's parliamentary elections. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
A Texas court has extended a temporary restraining order to keep a baby girl on life support. 10-month-old Tinsley Lewis. She's been on life support for months at Cook County Children's Medical Center in Fort Worth. She's been in the hospital since she was born prematurely with a rare heart defect. The hospital tried to take the baby off life support last month using the Texas so-called 10-day rule, testifying she's in pain and that doctors' efforts aren't helping her. The order is now being extended, though, until January 2nd. The National Labor Relations Board ruling in favor of McDonald's in a case filed by 20 workers who were fired or faced retaliation for trying to unionize. The NLRB saying yesterday it supports a settlement that will require franchisees of the fast food giant to pay more than $171,000 to the workers. They had wanted a ruling that would consider McDonald's a joint employer with its franchise holders. McDonald's, though, insisting it doesn't directly employ the workers because 95% of its 14,000 U.S. locations are owned by franchisees. And in what's called the Oscars for Gamers, the Game Awards 2019 took place in L.A. last night. The title of Game of the Year went to Sekiro: Shadows Die Twice. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.